in 1944, spring of 1944.
Yeah.
We had come out of the Persian Gulf, load of oil, a load of fuel to go to Italy, and a school of whales was swimming alongside of the ship. And they were just swimming around a school of about 20 big whales. And they'd come up and they'd shoot water up in the air, you know, like you do. And the whole crew of the ship got down there to watch them, standing on, watching these whales swim alongside. And one of the guys made a remark, "Those whales are saving our ship, they're guiding us." And they followed us for about 8 hours till afternoon. And then finally they just disappeared, swimming alongside the ship, don't know where they went. And didn't think anything about it. When this lady read my book and called her dad, he lived in Charleston, South Carolina. After the war, he went into naval intelligence. And she says when she was a little girl, her dad would tell him about these whales. It excited him or interested him. And she said, "I grew up with my dad talking about whales." And he was transferred to Washington State, and she said every spring when the whales would go by, they'd get on a boat and go out and watch the whales. And she said, "Everything in my house has got whales. My towels have got whales on them." And she said, "It's been an obsidian in me." She said, "I'm addicted to whales." And she got me hold of her dad. We talked on the phone, and it was Vern. But while they were swimming alongside the ship there, we said, "Those whales are protecting us." Well, her dad, after this, was in naval intelligence. He was at Southampton, England, at the big Navy base there. And they brought all the German ships in there to dismantle them. And he, going through things, looking for information that he'd get, the captain's logbook was still in the submarine.
Really?
And he looked at it, and he got to figuring it out. And in the logbook, it said on a certain day, he was on patrol in the Indian Ocean. And there was this tanker come out of the Strait of Hormuz. And he said he was had his torpedoes ready to sink it, but he said, "I was going to shoot it." And he said there was a school of whales swimming alongside of it. Now, this is something. And he said, the captain said he followed that ship for about 6 or 7 hours, and he said the whale was still swimming alongside of it. And he wouldn't sink the ship because he'd kill all them whales. Now, by God, that's something. You know?
Yeah.
And so after we got to talking, he said, he retired from the Navy and Naval Intelligence, but he went back through the records and found out the dates, and he asked me the date that I was in there, and I got my shore passes out and looked at them, and that was a damn ship. And we were talking, you know, the whales did save the ship. But here he could have sunk a ship and 82 men and 100,000 barrels of fuel for a few whales.
Yeah, must have liked whales.
Now there's compassion in people. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
And we've talked about it. I still talk to him.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
He's 93 years old now.
Wow.
If fact of the matter, I just talked to him last Sunday, week, 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So let me get you to the bathroom.